big night for television on NBC, a live two-hour season finale of its hit reality show, The Apprentice. And while the show stars business tycoon Donald Trump firing people, it has also served to solidify the celebrity of the show's creator, Mark Burnett. Slate's Brian Curtis has this assessment of one of TV's newest moguls.
Mark Burnett emigrated from London at 22 and has assumed the role of Hollywood's reigning Brit. He styles himself as the latest in a long line of his country's gentleman adventurers, the Alan Quatermain of network television. Burnett seems to see reality TV not as a vehicle for sleaze and humiliation, a la Joe Millionaire or American Idol, but as something noble and heroic. He's trying to save the world, one reality show at a time. The sun never sets on Burnett's TV empire. There's the still popular Survivor, which debuted in 2000.
16 Americans forced to abandon ship in the middle of the South China Sea. Marooned for 39 days. They must work together to build shelter, find food, and survive the island. But ultimately, it is everyone for themselves.
The Restaurant, Burnett's series about the Manhattan dining scene, begins a second glorious season this month. And now there's the latest show to insert itself into the water cooler chatter, The Apprentice.
Tammy, you're fired.
But Burnett has even greater ambitions. He's angling to take his place beside the adventure gods of yore. In photographs, he's lean and tan, posing in a safari suit in front of some exotic jungle. He fought in the Falkland Islands War. He says he once brokered a truce with spear-wielding pygmies in Madagascar. On another quest, he kayaked among six-foot swells as sharks swirled below. I heard my name associated with the Peter Pan syndrome more than once, he writes in his memoir, Dare to Succeed. But really, he says, what's so wrong with Peter Pan? Peter Pan flies. He is a metaphor for dreams and faith. Burnett's reality shows have taken on the contours of his personality. They celebrate ambition and pluck, and have a touch of the Darwinian ethos of the British Empire. In Burnett's first series, Eco Challenge, which aired on cable, he recreated the glory of the legendary transcontinental races. Burnett described his race to Alex Chadwick on NPR's Morning Edition in 1997.
Did I hear you say that the teams paddled inflatable kayaks through waters that are infested with crocodiles?
Well, it's only freshwater crocodiles. They're only around about 6-7 feet long, and they are intimidated by human beings.
More Burnett fare is on the way. He recently announced Recovery, which will follow an ex-CIA operative as he tries to recover abducted children. In June, Fox will unveil The Casino, a show about entrepreneurs trying to restore the Rat Pack vibe to the Golden Nugget Hotel in Las Vegas. The Contender, Burnett's collaboration with Sly Stallone, aims to, in Burnett's words, reinvent boxing. Reinvention, restoration, recovery. Burnett disdains the term reality show, as if it were too small to contain his ambitions. Only once has Burnett's vision exceeded his grasp. In 2000, he pitched a show to the networks called Destination Mir. The prize was to have been a holiday aboard the Russian space station, but the Russians scuttled Mir, and the show never made it to air. Perhaps Burnett's greatest public service is deflating Donald Trump. The Donald is basking in the glow of The Apprentice, weeding out young associates who want to win a job with him.
Based on your performance, only one of you will become The Apprentice.
But to Burnett, Trump is merely the latest interchangeable reality star. Trump went looking for a cog in his empire and became a cog in someone else's. Burnett will soon leave the boardroom for more glorious adventures. I needed to be in the bush, he once wrote, sounding very much the Victorian adventurer. There I find solitude and beauty and purity and focus. That's where my heart lies.
Brian Curtis is a Slate Associate Editor.